enforce the law.
Okay, I had to start recording because CNN just didn't call Trump a sexual predator. I don't know what's going on right now. I'm at a loss for words right now. I just need to know, I need to calm down a little bit, understand what the fuck's, what psyop is happening right now and compute everything together.
The law and have all of these matters against him.
How does he deal with this latest legal disaster he faced yesterday?
Well, look, we saw he was defiant.
What legal disaster? What was it? What happened? What does he charged with?
Imagine that he wants to dwell on that because...
Guilty of. What am I saying?
Issues he's had have rallied his base around him. Some of his closest advisors that I've been talking to over the last couple days...
Not that I think he was guilty. I think that bitch was a lying little cunt and she got $5 million easy peasy lemon squeezy, but I'm just saying...
It simply is not a winning issue for him. But of course, he'll be asked hard questions about this and so many other things. There's so many questions to talk to him about.
What's the most important thing you're going to be looking for?
The exits. No. Some people
the
have
exits?
Trump fatigue. I have Trump Epstein Barr. The prospect of doing another 4 years of this really just... I'm
It's making you wet, you fucking liar. It's making you wet. Dude, this is ratings phenomenon right now, you fucking ratings. I'm watching you right now, CNN. Fucking, you are dumb pieces of shit.
I don't need that. I'm not even gonna go there. I am curious
what
about
two other
things. How much does he try to hit Biden? How much does he try to hit other
a
Republicans
lot.
Like DeSantis?
A lot.
I'm also
you
curious.
Dumb bitch.
Words have
God.
Consequences. We saw
how
that
are you,
on January.
How are you our news? God, you are so dumb. You are plank dumb. Plank level dumb. I don't know, would Trump do this? Shut the fuck up. Just shut up and let the men talk.
Here in the United States, we're watching it.
Tonight, President Trump is here as he embarks on a campaign unlike any
Should
other in
sooner.
The history of U.S. presidential
Clown world.
Elections. He's the first former
the
president
fuck is
in
going
more than
on.
A century to seek a return to the White House.
And on
and
time? What the fuck is happening?
Field, while also facing
what
multiple
is happening?
Criminal investigations and an indictment. Just yesterday, he was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. No questions are off the table, and we agreed to no conditions. We're here to get voters the answers that
Bullshit.
They deserve. Our audience
Bullshit.
Is made up of Republicans and undeclared voters who plan to take part
Straight
in New Hampshire's
up
Republican
Bullshit.
Primary.
Look at all those
They'll
white
get the
people.
Chance to question
Look at all those white people.
These voters
Look at all these white people.
They care about the most will help decide.
There's a black guy. What the fuck's happening?
A second chance to take on President
There's
Joe
a
Biden.
Ginger. She has no soul. What the fuck's going on?
Republican nomination.
This is so weird. Where's the diversity? What the fuck is happening? He's on time. What is going the fuck on? What is happening? This is weird. This is fucking weird. A very quizzical face right now.
President Trump, thank you for your time
thank
here
you.
Tonight. We got a great crowd here in New Hampshire, a lot of voters with a lot of questions about what your 2024 term would look like, what another Trump term would look like. We'll get to the voters shortly, but your polls show that you are dominating the Republican race right now, but you are also under active federal investigation
orange,
for trying to overturn the
usual.
2020 election results.
It looks like
your
normal.
First term ended
Where's
the
orange filter? The
Capitol, and you still have not.
Where's the orange filter, guys?
The 2020 election result.
Weird.
Why should Americans put you back in the White House?
Because we did fantastically. We got 12 million more votes than we had in, as you know, in 2016. I actually say we did far better in that election. Got the most that anybody's ever gotten as a sitting president of the United States.
It does not look orange.
I think
what
that when you look
on?
At that result and when you look at what happened during that election, unless you're a very stupid person, you see what happens. A lot of the people... A lot of the people in this audience, and maybe a couple that don't, but most people understand what happened. That was a rigged election, and it's a shame that we had to go through it. It's very bad for our country all over the world.
Right into the rigged election,
and,
holy
they show
shit.
Exactly what everyone else saw. You look, even if you just look recently, with the 51 intelligence agents, that made a 16-point difference. If you look at the
but
FBI...
Mr. President.
If you look at the FBI and... Twitter, they call it Twitter files, made a big difference. If you look at
Mr. President,
the vote
back to what you just said there, though, it was not a rigged election. It was not a stolen election.
Is it, shut up, bitch!
Lost more than
Literally
60
shut
court
the
cases
fuck up!
On the election. It's been nearly
you
two
dumb
and a half
bitch!
Years. Can you publicly
please refute? Please hit her back. Please hit her back.
Just go on. If you look at True the Vote, They found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras, where they were stuffing ballot boxes. So with all of that, I think it's a shame that what happened. I think it's a very sad thing for our country. I think it's a very sad thing, frankly, for the world, because if you look at what's gone to our country has gone to hell. Our borders are bad. Our military has been bad. You look at the taxes, you look at inflation, what's happened to inflation. It's just destroying our country. We've really become, in many ways, a third world country. And it's very sad what's happened in this administration. And it's something that we'll turn around on day one. We were energy independent. Now energy is at a level that we've never had to pay before. Nobody can afford to continue to pay what's happening with energy. But we were energy independent. We were getting out of Afghanistan with strength and with dignity. And instead, we got out. We looked like fools, probably the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country.
We have a lot of questions about the economy and foreign policy tonight. But what you just said there, Republican officials debunked those claims about fraudulent ballots. We want to give you a chance tonight.
Who?
Republican officials in Georgia and every single state. There is no, your own election officials, Mr. President.
It's never been investigated.
To take on the issue. But we have a big problem in this country.
We wanted to give you a chance to acknowledge the results.
That were horrible. If you look at what happened in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, if you look at what happened in Detroit, Michigan.
Let's this news reporter go back to the fraudulent election, even though she's doing it in a dumb way.
All you have to do is take a look at government cameras. You'll see them. People going to 28 different voting booths to vote, to put in seven ballots apiece.
But Mr. President, and they're all on camera. I have to stop you there because there is no evidence of that. Your own election officials testified to that and have said that Republicans in these states did this. In Georgia, there were multiple recounts, including a hand recount. We have questions about the claims that you're making tonight from voters on this topic. I want to bring in Scott Dustin from Concord. He works in insurance litigation.
He's an undeclared voter.
That's what they call.
What is going on right now?
They're ambushing him with election fraud.
This is Dominion. What is going on?
Election fraud during your run for president.
What's going on?
Will I suspend?
What is happening right now, guys?
Will you suspend polarizing?
What the fuck is happening right now? This is nuts.
During your run for president.
Yeah, I can't pause.
Election fraud. If I see election
Trump
fraud,
shook
I
right now. What's happening?
And you know what we
What is going on right now?
A short while ago has really put our country in a big problem.
Trump didn't expect this, and I didn't either. This is weird.
We should have voter ID. We should have one-day elections.
This is a weird way to attack him.
Instead of these mail-in votes. But
they've been so silent about election fraud, Trump probably didn't think they were going to talk about it at all. What the fuck?
We're going to win the election.
So you will suspend talk to his question about the 2020 election on the campaign trail?
I guess we're going to just win. We're at a point now. We're getting so close. Let's just win it again and straighten out our country.
One other question on this.
What's going on? What the fuck is going on?
When you've talked about the 2020 election results in the past, you once suggested terminating the Constitution. Do you stand by those comments?
No. You were able to do certain things. I'm not talking about terminating the Constitution. I'm talking about cherishing the Constitution. The Constitution says that we're supposed to have legal and well-maintained and well-looked-at elections, and we didn't have that. I cherish our Constitution, but we have to live up to the Constitution. We weren't living up to the Constitution.
I was just saying there's no evidence of that election fraud. You did once tweet.
You're supposed to say that, but you know, I'm glad you say that. But look, that was a horrible election. That was a horrible election. And unless somebody's very stupid, and I know you very well, you're not stupid at all.
There's plants in the audience trying to make the audience laugh.
Given an agenda or you have an agenda.
You hear that one guy laugh really loud?
We have honest elections in our country. We have open borders. We have.
Weird.
You look at what's happening. I mean, we have elections. We have open borders. Look at what's happening on our southern border. Millions and millions of people are coming here. They're being released from prisons. They're being released from mental institutions. And we have millions of people pouring into our country. And now they're getting rid of Title 42, which I put on, which kept people out that were sick and
Mr. President, we have a lot of questions about immigration to get to tonight. Obviously, that's a big topic, especially given what's expected to happen tomorrow. But
I want
to talk
fraud,
about
right?
the influence you have over your voters. It's very clear that you are very influential over them. You have a lot of impact. I've been to many of your rallies and seen it up
close,
which raised a lot of questions about the influence that we saw that you had on them on January 6th and your supporters when they attacked the Capitol.
Weird.
Do you have any regrets about your actions on January 6th?
Well, you know, January 6th
was, again, to see where they're gonna go.
But January 6th had to do with the fact that hundreds of thousands of people, and you don't see the pictures very often. A lot of the people here probably were there January 6th. It was the largest crowd I've ever spoken to. That was prior
this is,
to the
guys, this is
the Capitol building.
If you think that they think, need Trump or this is pro-Trump, this is an ambush interview. This is not pro-Trump. They
and
are
that was because they thought
this
the
is
election
weird.
Was rigged.
I don't know what
and
this is.
They were there proud. They were there with love in their heart. That was an unbelievable,
this is weird.
And it was a beautiful day.
This is so weird.
And what I was asked to do, I wasn't involved in it very much. I was asked to come in, would I make a speech? I made a speech. I said, walk peacefully and patriotically, you know, many different things. In fact, I brought a list of things. I don't want to bore the audience, but we can go sentence after sentence after sentence of things I said and things I put out. One of the big problems was that Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, as I affectionately call her, Crazy Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington were in charge, as you know, of security. And they
They're
did
not
do their
job. They're not in
charge
of the National Guard. You're in charge of the
they
National
are in
Guard.
Well, I offered them National Guard. I said, we'll give you soldiers, we'll give you National Guard, we'll give you whatever you want. And they turned me down.
You're
and in fact,
Defense
she turned
Secretary.
Me down. She excuse me, she turned
it's
me
so
down.
So true.
In writing.
So true.
They turned me down.
But your
yes.
acting Defense Secretary, Chris Miller, at the time, he says you never gave a formal order to deploy
what?
The National Guard.
Because he's
so
an idiot.
When he came that day,
just the opposite.
He
Chris Miller
just the
wrote
opposite.
A book, and he's a fantastic guy, and he was ready to go. They turned him down. If you look, the mayor of Washington, D.C., lovely lady, she said, we don't want it. We don't like the look. Nancy Pelosi said, oh, we don't like the
Holy
look.
Holy crap.
If they would have had just, I offered them 10,000 soldiers. I said, it could be 10, it could be more, but I offered them specifically 10,000 soldiers. If they would have taken 500 soldiers, you wouldn't have had the problem. They turned it down. And if you look at the Inspector General report, he says they turned it down. They made a terrible mistake.
Well, Chris Miller was your acting defense secretary. He says you never gave that order. But back to what happened on that day.
He
you said you weren't.
He did not say that.
He has testified that, Mr.
He
President.
He did not say that.
But you said you weren't very involved that day. You did tell your supporters to come to Washington. You tweeted about it, about
sure
that speech
was.
That happened on the rally.
Am I allowed
so when
to
they,
say that?
When they went to the Capitol and they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers, why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did. Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if you look at on January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now use Truth. Truth Social, I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on Truth. If you look, January 6th,
of course this isn't,
before 2:30, I am asking for everyone.
Of course this isn't organic. Trump had this prepared because he knew they were gonna hit him with this one. He knew they were gonna hit him with this one, so he had this whole thing planned. Of course this is a little orchestrate. This is like theatrical, of course. Of course.
I am asking, this is,
of course. He just got the audience to laugh. He practiced all of this. All of this is practiced and orchestrated. So yes, you're right, it's fake. On both sides right now. This is just weird. This is a dance we're watching right now.
Violation. We want no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. That was at 2:30. That was very early.
Mr. President, I looked at the same timeline that you did.
No,
once
I know,
it was
but you
clear,
didn't report that. You know why? Because it was
we
taken
did report
down.
It. I was reporting that
It was
that
taken
thing.
Down and it wasn't
But when it was
down.
Clear to you that they were not
Shut
being
up,
peaceful,
CNN.
You saw them rushing the Capitol, breaking windows. They were hitting officers with flagpoles,
what about
tasing
Summer
them.
Of Love?
Watch out!
Right.
When it was clear they weren't being peaceful, why did you wait 3 hours to tell them to leave the Capitol? They listen to you like no one else. You know that.
They do. I agree with that. But
so why
Nancy
didn't you
Pelosi,
tell them to go home sooner?
Nancy Pelosi and the mayor are in charge. I assume they were able to do their job. They weren't.
But
and
Pelosi's
it kicked
not in,
in
charge of Capitol
And if you
security.
Remember, I made a video right outside the Oval Office in the Rose Garden.
What did that dumb bitch say?
And I'm very proud of that video. I didn't
She's
have a
big
squid.
Trump is in charge of every single facet.
What time right the video? It came out much later after they had already attacked the Capitol.
It was a beautiful
He's
video.
Owning it right now.
It said, I mean, I don't want to read it all, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people of law and order. We love the people of law and order. We can't play into the hands of these other people. We have to have peace. Please go home. I said that.
Referring
you know
to
what
the
they
long
did?
Order there,
they took
Mr.
that
President.
Down, and you know, to this day, it hasn't been put up. And the reason is, it's so good and so conclusive that all of this nonsense and all of the tens of millions of dollars that have been spent are just wiped away with this one. And they've never put it back up. They had another one that they did the same thing.
But that video that you referenced there, it wasn't posted until 4:17 p.m.
No, I'll tell
they
you,
breached the Capitol at
she
2
has
p.m.
She has an earbud. She has an earbud.
4:17
yeah,
p.m.
Before, actually a little bit before that.
Trump's fighting a team of people right now. She has an earbud and they just fed her fucking information. There's no way she knew that off the top of her head. Specific times? No. She has an earbud in her ear.
Officers were injured that day.
And a person named Ashley Babbitt was killed.
Yes.
You know what? She was killed, and she shouldn't have been killed. And that thug that killed her, there was no reason to shoot her.
That's why she has her hair all over her ears.
Range, cold blank range, they shot her. And she was a good person.
Ashley
she was
Babbitt.
A patriot.
One
there was no
was
reason.
There.
There was no reason. And he went on television to brag about the fact that he killed her.
The officer was not bragging about the fact that he
oh,
killed
he
her. But
bragging.
One person who was at the Capitol that day, as you know, was your vice president, Mike Pence.
See, her hair's covering
says that
her
you
ears.
Endangered his life on that day.
I don't
do
think he
feel,
was in any danger.
Mr. President, do you feel that you owe him an apology?
No, because he did something wrong. He should have put the votes back to the state legislatures, and I think we would have had a different outcome. I really do.
But he doesn't have the authority to do that, as you know.
What?
The vice president does not have the authority to
okay,
reject those
are you ready? Let's have this one
results.
Out just now, because it's interesting. Let's keep it interesting, right? I like Mike Pence very much. He's a very
they
fine man. He's
the
a very
law.
Nice man. He
they literally changed
his
the law.
His lawyer said, you cannot move. I called him the human conveyor belt. I said, even if the votes, you mean, I talked to his lawyer, even if the votes are absolutely fraudulent, he can't say, yes, sir, he can't say that. And the Democrats played it and the rhinos played it. And then the election was over. They told him he couldn't do it. And Mike said to me, I can't do it. The lawyers told me he can't do it. They can't do it. But the lawyers were wrong because right after the election, they all met, the rhinos and the Democrats, and they worked out a plan to make sure that future vice presidents don't do what I said you could do.
That's not what happened. You're referring to the Electoral Count Act.
That's
I've
exactly.
read I've read that. There is no authority.
No,
legal experts,
me.
Including Republican legal experts, say that he does not have that authority, Mr.
Caitlin,
President. But I want to
why did
on.
They change the law then, saying that you can't do it?
They didn't change the law. They strengthened the law because they were worried about
oh,
presidents
exploiting. Oh, they strengthened
exploiting.
It, meaning you could do it.
That's not what it means. They strengthened the
My
law, but they
can't
fuck,
right
bitch.
To do it. They...
Dude, he's navigator by himself.
Thing for our country.
Get fucked.
If you would have sent those votes
Your
back
piece.
To Georgia, Pennsylvania, and other states, Wisconsin, which if you look at Wisconsin, they've virtually admitted now that the election was rigged. If
they
you would
have
sent those
that,
votes
Mr.
back
President.
To
have,
many of those
bitch.
States, they would not come back in the affirmative. And remember what I said, and you just said it pretty much, you admitted what I said was right. They
did
said
not.
He didn't have the right to do it. And he did have the right to do it, and that's why they changed the law, taking that right away.
I should note
exactly.
that your campaign paid
exactly,
for a recount
Trump.
That happened in Wisconsin. It actually had
exactly.
more votes for President Biden by the end of it. But I want to move
Shut
on to
up,
Wayne
you
Beyer.
Dumb bitch.
He's a retired
Shut up, you dumb
attorney
bitch.
From North Conway.
So many yeah. illegal votes were cast
exactly.
in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
And if you look in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they had so many legal illegal votes,
Thank
they
you.
Didn't even know what to do with them.
Thank you.
Mr. President, there weren't any fraudulent votes in Wisconsin. I do want to get to the audience.
Shut up,
you
dumb bitch.
We have questions for you from the
God,
audience.
That bitch is such a
Wayne
fucking
Beyer is a retired attorney
puppet.
From North Conway. He has previously served in Republican administrations.
What the
he volunteered
fuck?
For the Republican Party in the
They have all these
midterms.
People prepared.
For
what
you
the
in
2020. Shit?
What's your question for the President, Wayne?
Thank
he
you for coming,
for
Mr. Him. President.
Thank you, Wayne.
My question.
I liked him, but.
Six rioters who were convicted of federal offenses.
I am inclined to pardon many of them.
Why
I can't
pardon
say for
them?
Every single one because a couple of them probably they got out of control. But you know, when you look at Antifa, what
they're taking,
done,
they're trying to turn the boomers on them right here. They're trying to turn boomers on them with
Minneapolis
this.
And so many other, so
this
many other places.
A boomer
look
bait.
At what they did to Seattle and BLM.
I liked him, but
BLM.
Look at him. This is boomer
many
bait.
People were killed. These people. I'm not. Trying to
He's
justify
gonna get mad at Trump or something and disagree with
Look,
him.
You have two standards of justice in
He's
this
not
country.
Just gonna take it.
And what they've done, and I love that question, because what they've done to so many people is
the old guy will fight back, I bet.
Nothing.
We'll
and
see.
Then what
Maybe
they've
not.
Done to these people, they've persecuted these people. And yeah, my answer is I am most likely, if I get in, I will most likely I would say it will be a large portion of them. You know, They did a very...
And it'll be very early on. And they're living in hell right now.
So when it comes to pardons...
They're living in hell. And their policemen, and their firemen, and their soldiers, and their carpenters, and electricians, and they're great people. Many of them are just great people.
Mr. President, one of the people who was convicted was a former policeman, but he was convicted of attacking a police officer, I should note. But when you said you are considering pardoning a large portion of those charged with crimes on January 6th, does that include the four Proud Boys members who were charged and convicted of seditious conspiracy?
God, I don't know. I'd have to look at their case, but I will say in Washington, D.C., you cannot get a fair trial. You cannot. Just like in New York City, you can't get a fair trial either.
Thank you. Wow, he's navigating around her like...
Like ask you about a significant verdict that was reached yesterday. I know this is something you want to weigh in on as well. Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. Denied this. But what do you say to voters
who say it
disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up. Okay. I'm the only person in history who had a charge like that. And usually you leave office, you say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to back home. I'm back home to my family and everything. I'm going to be resigned. My poll numbers went up, and they went up with the other fake charge, too. Because what's happening is they're doing this for election interference. This woman, I don't know her. I never met her. I have no idea who she is. I had a picture taken years ago with her and her husband, nice guy, John Johnson. He was a newscaster, very nice man. She called him an ape, happens to be African-American, called him an ape. The judge wouldn't allow us to put that in. Her dog or her cat was named Vagina. The judge wouldn't allow to put that in. All of these things, but with her, they could put in anything. Access,
this
Hollywood,
this was a jury of nine people who found you liable of sexual abuse. Do you think that will deter women from voting for you?
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole thing, just so you understand, ready?
Wow.
I never met this woman. I never saw this woman. This woman said, I met her at the front door of Bergdorf Goodman, which I rarely go into other than for a couple of charities. I met her in the front door. She was about 60 years old, and this is like 22, 23 years ago.
This is his plea to the American public. She better cut him off.
I was immediately attracted to her.
She better cut him off.
She was immediately
attracted. Earpiece better be chiming.
And we had this great chemistry. We're walking into a crowded department, so... We had this great chemistry, and a few minutes later, we end up in a
she was smart, she cut him off.
A Bergdorf Goodman, right near the cash register. And then she found out there are locks on the door, so she said, I found one that was open. She found one. She learned this at trial. She found one that was open. What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay? I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
Mr. President,
Think of it.
I know you're recounting what she said, but Mr. President.
But let me just, if I could, because you asked the question.
This was a
just
jury,
so you understand.
See, told you.
Because I was very
she's
famous,
trying.
And I own the
she's
plaza
trying.
Right next door, and I own buildings around
you can't
here.
Let him keep going, babe. He's practiced this.
A dressing room.
This is his plea to the American people. This is his innocence plea. You need to stop it.
They said she wasn't raped. Okay, that was her charge. It wasn't.
They found that you sexually abused her.
What? Say what? They did. They said he didn't rape her. And I didn't do anything else either. You know what? Because I have no idea who the hell she is.
But Mr. President, can I ask you, given your recounting your version?
I don't know who, and I tell you this.
But Mr. President,
are you ready?
Can I ask you?
And I swear on my children, which
they are screaming in her ear right now. They are screaming in her ear.
Story,
to stop him.
Made up story. We had a horrible Clinton appointed judge.
Took him a little while. I'm a little smarter than their entire team of people.
He allowed us to put nothing in.
Mr. President,
this is a
you're
fake
recounting your version
story.
Of events here right now to the audience. You referenced the trial. You did not go to the trial and actually
right.
testify. Do you wish that you had testified?
No, it wouldn't have made a difference. This was a rigged deal. This was a. My lawyer said, sir, you don't have to do it. I actually said, I think I should. It would be respectful. They said, sir, don't do it. This is a fake story, and you don't want to give it credibility.
One thing you did do in this.
And I swear, and I've never done that, and I swear to you, I have no idea who the hell. She's a wacky.
CNN is getting fucking owned right now.
You did not testify in person in this trial. There was a taped deposition of you from October in it. You defended the comments that you made on that Access Hollywood tape about being able to grab women how you want. Do you stand by those comments?
I said if you're famous,
grab him by the pussy.
Whatever I said, but I said if you're
they fucking
star,
want it.
You are, and I said, women
do
let
it.
You. I didn't say you.
Yes.
Grab. I said women let. You know, you didn't use that
yeah.
word. But if you look, women let you.
Now, I love when he
said,
explains
you take
this.
I said, look.
I love
for
when he explains
years, this. Is the way it's been. I want to be honest.
I have to get that for this.
I can take it back
he's
if you'd like to.
By the pussy.
But if you're a famous person, if you're a star,
right
I'm not referring to myself. I'm saying people that are famous, people that are
this
stars,
is incredible.
People that are
this
rich,
is fucking
smart,
incredible.
Powerful.
This is fucking incredible.
In a lot of different ways. Okay.
This is so incredible.
And you would like me to take that back? Can't take it back because it happens to be true.
So you stand by those comments?
Well, I don't want to lie,
Mr. Oh, President.
Here's
we have a lot of
here's
questions.
Here's what she
Mr.
wants
President,
to say.
Let's
a
get
rich
to the
and famous person
tonight.
Has no advantage over anyone else. Well, you do have an advantage. And I say unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
You said fortunately or unfortunately.
Well, fortunately
but Mr. President,
or unfortunately
we have a lot of audience
for her.
Questions to get to tonight. I want to go back to the audience. We've got Danielle Rieger.
Wow.
She works as an oral surgery assistant.
Dude,
she's a Republican
this is
activist from
what
Gary.
Is going
she's a New Hampshire
on.
Delegate for you in 2020. What's your
what
question?
Timeline
Hi,
are we
thank
in
you so
right
much
now?
For coming to
what
New Hampshire to answer
happening?
Our questions. My question is regarding the economy. Over the past 2 years, we have seen the prices for everything skyrocket. From food to gas to utilities and insurance costs, many people's bills are up several hundred dollars a month, including mine. If elected president again, what is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
Yeah! Yeah! Drill. Pipeline,
we were
strilly.
Energy independent. We were soon
yes.
going to be energy dominant.
Yes.
And nobody had ever done what I did.
Yes.
We got oil down to $1.87. Actually, it fell lower than that in some cases. We had to save the oil companies. The price was getting so. We were doing incredibly. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country, probably the greatest economy in the history of the world. We were energy independent, soon to be energy dominant. We were going to be bigger than Russia and Saudi Arabia put together. Times two. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation. Any other nation. And these stupid fools ended it.
Yes.
And energy went
yes.
from $1.87 and even lower for gasoline for a car. They went from $1.87 to $5, $6, $7, $8, and even $9. And
yep.
your electricity bills went through the roof, your heating bills went through the roof.
Yep.
And that's what started inflation.
Yep.
And it hasn't stopped because people are paying now for bacon and for eggs and for the two and three times what it was just a little while ago. We created the greatest economy in history. A big part of that economy was got you the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country, bigger than the Reagan cuts, bigger than any. And also, Caitlin, also, as you know, we got the biggest regulation and regulatory cuts. This place was rocking, and then we were given a gift from China, and China paid a big price. And let me tell you something. I took in hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes from China, but prior to COVID coming in, and then I rebuilt the economy again, a second time. But we
yeah,
had prior
did.
To COVID coming in as from
he
China,
did.
From Wuhan, which I said it came from Wuhan. Everybody said,
he
oh,
did.
You're wrong about that. You're wrong.
But
it came
right.
from Wuhan. I said it right from day one. So we had the greatest economy in the world.
His he also story, shields vaccines, but we're just going to go with that
so
for now.
High, and energy is all invasive. It is massive as an industry and as a cost. It lifted everything. If
Mr.
you
President,
made, don't, if you made
economy,
donuts, if you made, no matter what you did, and we had inflation, the likes of which I guess we haven't had, say, said for 52 years, but I think more
Dude,
than
this
that.
This is where Trump said
we
his
had
best,
no inflation.
Man.
We had
just
the lowest energy prices we've had in decades.
Teleprompter,
this
talking from his
was
heart.
Rocking and rolling. And by the
Not
way,
even really
we
his
the
heart
most
from
secure
his
border in
grimy
the
stomach. I don't know. Whatever. His gut, his grimy gut.
Could be just 3 weeks away from defaulting on its debt. That could mean millions of jobs lost, people not getting their Social Security payments. People believe it would put the U.S. economy into a recession. On that topic, I want to bring in Marta Cervella, a student here at St. Anselm. She is an undeclared voter who did not vote
what
in
the
2020.
Fuck is that
Marta,
thing?
What's your question?
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, thank you.
So my question is, what do you think about the United States' current debt situation and how can we move forward?
Such an important question. So we're at $33 trillion, a number that nobody ever thought possible. When we had our economy rocking and rolling just prior to COVID coming in, like literally we were making a fortune. And oil, we were going to make so much money from oil, we were going to start paying off debt. But then with COVID coming in, we had to do other things. We had to keep this country alive because it was so serious. But we have to get the country back. We have to lower energy prices. We have to lower interest rates. Interest rates are through the roof. Energy has to come down. It all has to come down. And we have to start paying off debt. But when we have a debt limit, and they use that very seriously on me, they came in, Schumer came in with Nancy Pelosi, and they were using it, we'll violate it, we'll do whatever. They talked a whole lot different than they do right now. I say to the Republicans out there, congressmen, senators, if they don't give you massive cuts, you're going to have to do a default. And I don't believe they're going to do a default because I think the Democrats will absolutely cave because you don't want to have that happen. But it's better than what we're doing right now because we're spending money like drunken sailors.
So you know, just to be clear, Mr. President, you think the U.S. should default if the White House does not agree to the spending cuts Republicans
are
demanding?
You might as well do it now because you'll do it later. Because we have to save this country. Our country is dying. Our country is being destroyed by stupid people, by very stupid people.
You once said that using
Jewish
the,
people,
that using
Trump,
the debt
Jewish
ceiling
people.
As a negotiating wedge just could not happen. You said that when you were on the
That's
Oval Office.
Do it.
So why is it different now
do
that
it.
You're out of office?
Ah, it's great. I love him. He doesn't deny the grime. Doesn't deny the government embraces
the U.S.
it.
Defaulting would be massively consequential for everyone in this room, for all of
you. You don't know. It's psychological.
I love it.
It's really psychological more than anything else. And it could be very bad. It could be maybe nothing.
Trump plays the game, lets you know he's playing
it. Bad week or bad day. But look, you have to cut your costs. We're spending $7 trillion on, much of it on nonsense. $7 trillion on nonsense.
We've got another
I actually
question
said,
from a voter tonight.
Get all of that money that was wasted, and frankly, the Senate should
She's,
have never approved
They're screaming in here. Stop him. Dude, they can't get him off a roll. Can't get him off a roll.
We've got another voter here tonight.
And by the way, you're going to default eventually anyway, but it's going to be much messier.
Dude, he's knocked out of the park with these, in my opinion.
I think if the Republicans hold strong and they say
He won't let her because he knows he's knocking it.
Let's say we want $5 trillion off. I really think the Democrats have no choice but to do it. And if I win, they're going to be doing the same thing to me in 2 years. I guarantee you that.
Mr. President, we've got another voter here tonight.
And they did that before.
Bobby Petrino has been waiting very patiently. Sure. He's a student at St. Anselm. He's a member of College Republicans. He's an undeclared voter right now. He supported you in 2020. Bobby, what's your question for President Trump?
Hi, thank you for coming. This is a bit of a pivot, but with gun violence and mass shootings in the news cycle recently, I'm worried that state governments and the federal government are going to act to repress gun rights. Under your administration, you instructed the Department of Justice and the ATF to ban bump stocks. If elected president again, how would you act not only to defend our Second Amendment rights, but to restore rights that have been taken from us, such as, by example, recently, the ATF's ruling on the pistol stabilizing braces?
Yeah, as you know, the bump stocks
that's a great question.
Actually
Holy
a very
shit.
Important thing. And NRA, I went with them, and they said it doesn't mean anything. They're actually, all they do is teach you how to shoot very inaccurately. So we did that.
What?
There's been nobody that's protected the Second Amendment, as you know, like I have. I protected it through thick and thin,
go,
not
what?
Easy to do.
You can hear people saying stuff in the audience like,
health
what?
Problem in this country. And again, it's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger.
He's,
and we have to protect.
180 a little. He 180'd a little when he heard people in the audience.
You
heard people react in the audience
in
the 180.
When you were in office this year, there have already been more than 200
Weird.
Mass shootings
yeah.
in 2023.
Weird. Trump.
If
Trump was
going to
go with the bump stock ban, what the fuck?
I would do
no, Trump.
Things.
No.
For instance, schools, we would harden.
He 180 though. He recovered.
And I also,
the
I'm
fuck?
A very believer.
But he only did that
because
the audience.
I love teachers. I think they're incredible, and they love the children. Not quite like the parents, but they love the children in many cases almost as much. Many of
it's
these teachers are soldiers, ex-soldiers, ex-policemen. They're people that really understand weapons, and you don't need 5% of the teachers would be more than you could ever have if you're going to hire security guards. But in addition to that, have security guards, you have to harden your entrances. You have to make schools safe, and you can make other places safe. But it is a big mental health problem in this country more than anything else. And remember, we have 700 million guns, 700 million. Many people, if they don't have a gun, they're not going to be very safe. I mean, if they don't have a gun, it gives them security. Now, you need them for entertainment, you need them for hunting, you need them for a lot of different things. But there are people that, if they didn't have the privilege of having a gun,
man, he
in 180'd some form,
one so hard. He 180'd one so hard.
Many of them would not
so
be
hard.
Alive today.
Wow.
You know, there is a certain country that had a very strict policy on guns, very, very strict.
Which country?
Brazil.
He's kind of dodging the question
Brazil,
a little, though.
Very strict, and the former president of
He's
Brazil...
He's weak here, that's why she's not pushing
the
for the next question.
Was incredible. They were walking She's into people's homes and killing right people. They had no protection. She said, go out and buy
That's
guns.
That's why she's
People
kind of egging
guns,
them on
And
more.
It went way down. The numbers
we'll notice
went way
the
down
change in the
security.
Way the woman acts.
If you look at Chicago,
them.
Chicago has the single toughest gun policies.
She wants him to keep him talking here because he looks
they
dumb.
They are so tough, you can't breathe. New York, too, and other places also. All of those places are the worst and most dangerous places. So that's not the answer.
No new restrictions that you would sign if reelected, Mr. President. I want you to meet Julie Miles, a registered nurse from Merrimack. She's a Republican who voted for you in 2020. Julie, what's your question for the president?
Thank you, Mr.
President. I like
president.
Him, but...
I appreciate you answering this question this evening. How do you plan to appeal to women voters in New Hampshire who are concerned about the Dobbs decision and how states may change their laws?
It's such a great question, and it was such a great victory, and... people are starting to understand it now. You know that they wanted to bring it back to the states, but that was probably the least important part of that victory. Getting rid of Roe v. Wade was an incredible thing for pro-life because it gave pro-life something to negotiate with. Pro-life had absolutely nothing being stuck in Roe v. Wade to negotiate with. And now what's happening, and I see it all over, deals are being made.
That woman's high on SSRIs.
And look, everybody that was... president wanted to get rid and tried to get rid of Roe v. Wade.
You mean
for 50
Republicans.
Years, Republicans. For 50 years, this has been going on. Actually, a couple of Democrats, too. But for 50 years, this has been going on. I was able to do it, and I was very honored to do it. But by doing it, things are happening that are very, very positive. And you have to, I happen to believe in the exceptions, life of the mother, rape, incest, like Ronald Reagan believed in the exceptions. But I happen to believe that. I think it's frankly important to do that, but a lot of people are, against that. A relatively small number. But the way I look, I think it's very important to say this. I consider the other side to be radical, because the other side under Roe v. Wade and other things, the
yes.
other side, they're
yes.
radical because they will.
Yes.
Remember the debate with
she's
Hillary Clinton? They said,
then she's going to change
the
subject
the
right here.
At the end of the ninth month.
She's going to change
the
subject.
They will kill
the
baby in the ninth month. If you look at that crazy governor of Virginia from the former governor, where he said, no, the baby will be born, and then we'll decide essentially whether or not to execute the baby.
But, Mr. President, can we talk about what you would do if
you
are
reelected? No, but these
are the
radical people. It's not the pro-life people that are radical.
But if you are reelected and you're back in the Oval Office and you get legislation to your desk, would you sign a federal abortion ban into law?
What I'll do is negotiate so that people are happy. But the fact that we were able, I was able, I'm so proud of it, we put three great justices on the Supreme Court. We have almost 300 federal judges on the Supreme Court.
So you, just to be clear, Mr. President,
fuck those traitors.
You would sign a federal abortion ban into law.
I said this.
Fuck
said
those
this.
Traitors.
I want to do what's right, and we're looking, and we want to do what's right for everybody.
But what's right?
But now, for the first time, the people that are pro-life have negotiating capability, because you didn't have it before. They could kill the baby in the ninth month or after the baby was born. Now they won't be able
but
to
I
do that.
But I think this is a really important question for you to answer, because this is something every Republican, including those who are running against you for the nomination, are being asked about, is would you sign a federal abortion ban into law?
And many of them are going to give you the same answer as I. First of all, I am honored to have done what I did. And a lot of people said in 150 years, he's
now
the most
talk about this, you dumb bitch.
Because he saved so
now.
Many lives. And I'm honored to have done
it. You dumb bitch.
And because
you fell into that trap.
We now have a great negotiating ability. That's what I do in life. I negotiate. We have a great negotiating ability. And I think we're going to be able to.
What do you mean negotiating ability? Because the question that Republicans have, and some of your allies on Capitol Hill say that they want to introduce legislation when it comes to banning abortion, if they send it to your desk,
you're
would
not.
You sign it?
Some people are.
Oh my God,
weeks.
You dumb
some
bitch, you're pushing against
President Trump.
President Trump is going to make a determination what
push
he
him
thinks
harder.
Is great
push
for
him
the
harder.
Country
push
and
push
what's
him
good for the country. But the fact that I was able to terminate Roe v. Wade after 50 years of trying.
He keeps dodging it.
50 years. I've never seen anything like it. They worked. And
dodge,
even,
dodge,
so
weave, dodge, weave,
we
dodge, weave, dodge, weave, dodge,
right
weave.
Now only because of what I was able to do. And remember this, Again, you talk about radicalism.
He's so not answering her question.
People
it's hilarious.
Kill a baby in the ninth month
yes.
or the eighth
yes,
month
he's not answering the question.
Month,
yes.
After the baby
this is
born,
called an art.
They're the radicals, not the pro-life.
Who cares what he's saying? Who cares? Dumb bitch. Change this. Oh my God, you dumb bitch!
Or how many weeks
again?
You believe
dodge it again, Trump. Dodge yeah, it again, please.
I've given you the answer probably four times already. I'm looking. I'm looking at a solution that's going to work. Very complex
so
issue
good.
For the country. You have people
so
on both
funny.
Sides of an issue, but we are now in a very strong position. Pro-life people are in a strong position to make a deal that's going to be good and going to be satisfactory
this
for them.
Is, he is
if you
dodging
weren't able to get rid of
and
you
weaving.
Having a discussion, if you weren't able dodging. To get rid of Roe v. Wade. Which
and
put
leaving.
Pro-life in a dead position, a horrible
this is hilarious.
Position. They could kill the baby
yes,
at any
again.
Time they wanted to.
Yes!
But we did something that nobody
incredible.
Thought was doable. And other
what
Republican
is happening?
Presidents and
do
others,
this?
By the way,
I don't think it can get weirder, and it does. It gets weirder
it
and
states,
weirder to for them to push that five
issue.
Times.
That's the issue
that we
just
talked
about.
About.
Ban. You
a sixth time.
Yes no
it depends.
Six
goy.
Six
goy.
You did not say
six goy.
Had an idea, and a lot of other
six goy.
And I look at all the
and
different
a lot of
ideas.
People
oh my God!
Six
boy.
More questions to come six. For you tonight.
Make
we'll be
right
back.
Six goy on the abortion question. Six goy? Really? Fucking numerology! Fucking numerology! What is going on? Six times! She pushed him on that.
Living with plaque psoriasis.
Six times!
It's a pill that can help you achieve clearer skin.
What the fuck just happened?
Required. And doctors have been prescribing Otezla for
that
over
was
eight
so
years.
Weird.
Don't use Otezla if you're allergic to it. Serious
what
allergic
in the
reactions
fuck?
Can happen. Otezla may cause severe diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting. Some people taking Otezla have
what
depression,
the fuck?
Suicidal
that
thoughts,
was weird.
Or
this is
loss.
Also weird.
Upper respiratory tract infection and headache may occur.
What is going on?
Ask your doctor about Otezla today.
I'm not okay. We're experiencing the singularity right now. The fuck,
it was me the
man.
Whole time.
What the fuck is going on, dude? Holy shit. This is so weird. All of this is so weird. All the people they have prepared, the way they're attacking him, the way they didn't push any question except the abortion question, and then when they did push it, they did it six fucking times. What the fuck is going on? This is so weird. Neighbor got pricked by AIDS patient at work today. Wonderful, AIDS, wonderful. Hopefully he doesn't live in California. He lives in California, sorry. They made it legal to do that now. Wow, I freaked out a little bit. Man, this is nuts, man. This is so weird. This is so weird. This is so strange. Oh my God. Ask him that question six fucking times about abortion. Would you cite it into law? 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 Would you sign it into law? Incredible. Incredible. I waste the whole last quarter with that. This whole thing is weird. This is like Trump and his fucking environment though, man. Do more of this, Trump, because you're knocking it out of the park right now, man. Holy shit. They are ambushing him too with a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. I was surprised with the election fraud. Pushing the election fraud so hard. I don't think Trump was ready for that. Because they've been so silent on it. They've been so silent for them to push it so hard randomly. He wasn't ready for that. They should have maybe kept doing that. I don't know. I don't think Trump prepared for that. I mean, I think that was the last thing he expected. He just falled back on default talking points for that part. He had the letter thing prepared for when she asked him about the January 6th shit. That was an obvious question they were gonna ping on him. He had all that planned out. This is weird. This is such high level politics right here, guys. This is fun. Biden is so comatose and Trump is doing so much shit right here, man. It's like, fuck, even if you don't like Trump, man, he's doing a lot of stuff right here. What's Biden do? He kind of just sits there and mumbles and looks at his sheet that tells him what to say. Like, God.
Welcome back to CNN's Republican Presidential Town Hall with former President Donald Trump. President Trump, I'd like you to meet Jennifer Simmons. She is a stay-at-home mom and former town selectman from Wyndham. She's a Republican, and she voted for you in 2020. Jennifer, what's your
question? I like him butt.
Good evening, Mr.
I like
President.
Him butt.
Title 42 is expected to expire tomorrow. Our southern border and now our northern border are experiencing record migration. We learned on May 2nd that the Biden administration plans on deploying 1,500 troops to the southern border. Do you agree with deploying troops to the border? And how will a Trump administration slow down the rate of migrants coming across all our borders?
Sure. A very fair question, especially since tomorrow is going to be a day of infamy. You're going to have tens of thousands
already
of people pouring into our country.
Already is.
Even the judge, you know, the judge overruled them when they wanted to terminate it early. And he said, you know that you better extend this thing. The judge in Texas said, I hope you're going to extend this, but this is my policy that they're letting terminate because they lost in court. They wanted to go earlier. You're going to have millions of people pouring into our country right now at a level that nobody's ever seen before. These people are sick. Anybody that wants this to happen to our country, they're destroying our country, and this should not be allowed to happen. How they're not going to do a version of Title 42 or my Title 42, which was tough. If people are sick and have infectious diseases and lots
42.
Of other problems, we don't want them being into our country. We have enough problems right now. We have problems like we've never had in the history of our country.
But Mr.
President, our country is being destroyed.
The reason it's ending is because the health policy, the COVID era pandemic emergency is coming to an end. That's what Title 42 was. You put it in place because of COVID.
The backpedal, the fucking gaslighting!
If you are reelected, some of your Republican rivals have criticized you for not fulfilling the promises that you made.
You caused the COVID crisis and shutting everything down. We didn't do it!
If you're reelected.
I did finish the wall. I built a
wall, I built hundreds
of miles of wall, and I finished it. And then I said, we have to build some more because there are areas like water going
through
a dam.
I'm speechless right now.
There are some areas where a lot of people are coming. You close up one and they come into another. And we started another 100 miles of wall. In fact, I said to my people, if we start this and don't finish it, and then we had a rigged election, I'm sorry to say it.
The election was not rigged, Mr. President. You can't keep saying
that. Keep saying it. Say it again. Say it again, please. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again.
I built hundreds of miles of wall. If we didn't have it, it would be hard to believe it could be any worse. They're just letting people flow into our country. Look, a country has to have borders. There's never been anything like that is happening to our country right now.
You built about 52 miles of new wall when you were in office, Mr. President. It wasn't the complete wall. One other thing that with
immigration... No, but I have to respond to that.
With your immigration, it was only about 52 miles of new wall.
This is what she does. I built hundreds of miles. Some of the wall was up there, and it would be laying on the ground, rusted, rotten steel, rusted, rotten wood, a little... And what the radical left crazy Democrats did... If there's a piece of wood laying down, they consider that a wall. I built 30-foot walls that go down 7 feet. The if there was a little piece of wood sitting in the ground, they said, oh, he's not building a wall. We already had a wall. Because this is the game. They're a party of disinformation.
It's not a game, Mr. President. It's about 52 miles of new wall. What other immigration policy you have when you were in office?
I built new wall.
52 miles.
Well, hundreds of miles.
CBP, Mr.
What I did is I replaced other wall that was laying down, that was up, and rotting in the ground for 30 years. Some of it was steel that you couldn't
Mr.
even
Mr. President,
see
it was only about 52 miles of new wall, but moving on, another immigration policy
was
bitchy. The zero-tolerance immigration policy. That
talk about how you give $500 billion to Ukraine.
If you are reelected, are you ruling out instituting that?
Well, when you have that policy, people don't come. If the family hears that they're going to be separated, they love their family, they don't come. So I know it sounds harsh, but if you remember they said I was building prisons for children. It turned out that it was Obama that was building the prisons for the children.
But would you re-implement that if you're re-elected? Is that what you're saying?
We have to save our country, all right?
So it sounds like that's a yes.
No, no. When you say to a family that if you come, we're going to break you up, they don't come. And we can't afford to have any more. Look at New York City. Look what's happening. They're living in Central Park in New York City. The city is being swamped. Los Angeles is being swamped. Iowa is being swamped. Our whole country is being destroyed.
Yep.
Millions of people are coming into our country.
Yes.
And you know what the number is going to be, in my opinion, by the end of the year? Not the 4 million that you hear and the 3 million.
No.
I think it's going to be 15 million people.
Yes!
And in these people, they have no idea where they come from. They come from 129 different countries so far. 129, not just the four that we
They're destroying America.
It sounds like what you're saying is that you're not ruling out re-implementing that immigration policy.
Destroying America.
I want to get to another voter. Caitlin Boissonneau is a student here at St. Anselm College. She's a Republican. This will be the first election that she has voted in. What's her question for the president, Caitlin?
Hello, President Trump. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
The current administration has made it clear that we should continue to provide military equipment to Ukraine so that they can defend themselves. Do you support this decision? And how would you deal with the increasing threat posed by Vladimir Putin?
Please say no. Please say no. Say no. Say no. Say no.
Thank you very much.
Say no.
It's really nice.
Please.
And it's an important question.
Please.
So important.
Be
because
based.
We're giving away so
Please.
Much equipment. We don't have
Please.
Ammunition for ourselves right now.
Yes.
We don't have ammunition for
yes.
ourselves. We're giving away so much. But here's the thing.
Yes.
I have to say it to start off. No longer matters. If I were president, this would have never happened. And
yes.
even the Democrats admit that. Putin
yes,
knew it would
I agree,
have never happened.
Don't dodge this
and his
one,
pipeline
Trump.
Would have
Embrace
never happened.
It, please.
A lot of things would have never
Don't
happened.
Dodge this one.
But this
Which
would
Democrats
never happen.
Say that,
and
Mr.
all those
President?
Dead people, both Russian and Ukrainian, it would they wouldn't be dead today. And all those cities that are blown up and disintegrated right to the ground, that wouldn't have
Thank
happened.
You.
Okay. Now, here's the problem.
Yes.
We've
do
given
it, please.
So far $171
Say
billion
it.
Dollars.
Say it, please.
They've given, meaning they, meaning European Union, which is approximately the same size altogether as our economy. They've given about 20.
Yes.
So we're at 170, let's say, and they're at 20. You don't have to know too much about history to realize, or geography, to realize that they're a little bit more affected than we are, okay?
Yeah.
So they've got to put up a lot more money because they're taking
mm-hmm.
advantage of us like every other country did. That's
yes.
why I ended NAFTA. And replace it with the
yes,
USMCA in Mexico.
But on
Canada.
This issue, Mr. President, I should know, I don't know any Democrats who have said they don't believe Putin would have been invaded if you were president. But her question is,
what?
Would you continue to give
what?
Ukraine money and weapons if you're elected? What's the answer?
I have a very good relationship
Say
with,
no! Thank
president
you
Zelensky
for hitting him with that
because,
again.
Because, as you know, he backed me up with the phony impeachment hoax number one.
He did.
When he said
you did, I remember that.
The president
wow.
didn't
weird.
Do anything wrong.
Weird flashback.
Now you asked
like,
for an investigation.
So
weird
I
flashback.
Like, yeah, that's right. And it was I was totally exonerated, by the way. Just a waste of time and money.
You were impeached
yes,
over
it
that.
Was.
You were impeached over that. But let's stay on topic here, Mr. President.
Yeah, and he was acquitted, you dumb bitch.
Would you give Ukraine weapons and funding?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy
but
Pelosi.
But the question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were elected?
I would sit
wow.
down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
Yes!
How would you settle
yes.
that war in one day?
Because I'll meet with
yes.
Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky.
Yes,
both
he
have
would.
Weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be
yes,
absolutely
it would.
Over.
Do you want Ukraine to win this war?
Dude, they're scared of it, man. They're scared
of
this man.
Settled, so
it would be over
killing all
immediately.
These people and breaking out his
it would be over immediately. Russia would own Ukraine.
You
wouldn't give a fuck.
You said you don't think in terms of winning and losing. Mr. President, can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important statement that you just made there.
Excuse me, let me just follow up.
Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop.
I'll tell you exactly what he'll do. He will give Russia Ukraine if they join NATO. That's what Trump would do. That's what he would do. Guaranteed.
Power of the presidency to do it.
But you won't say that you want Ukraine to win.
You know what I'll say? I'll say this. I want Europe to put up more money because they're in for $20 billion. We're in for $170
and
they should be. And they
should
equalize. They have plenty of money. They should equalize. I got with NATO.
But I'm
when I sat down,
Ukraine
I got them
right
to
now,
put up
Mr.
hundreds
President.
Of billions of dollars that they weren't paying under Obama and Bush and all of these other presidents. That's why they're able to help them fight the war because of the money I got. But I
let's
want
talk
Europe
about what's
to,
happening in Ukraine,
excuse me,
Mr.
I
President.
Want Europe to put up more money because they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of jerks. We're spending $170 billion for faraway land, and they're right next door to that land, and they're in for 20. I don't think so.
When it comes to what's happening there, when you were in office, you said that you respected President Putin. Do
yeah,
you still respect him today?
He made a tremendous mistake. He was a smart guy, you know. I remember I said he was smart, she was smart.
This is kind of a smart take to take. This is kind of a smart take to take.
Okay, 1.5
billion
people.
This is kind of a smart take to take.
He's the ruler of 1.5 billion people. I said, yeah, he's a smart guy. How dare he say he's smart? Of course he's smart. They want you to say he's a stupid person. Okay, he's not a stupid person. He's very smart. He's very cunning. And Putin made a bad mistake, in my opinion.
What was his mistake?
His mistake was going in. He would have never gone in if I was president.
Going to war.
We used to talk about it, too.
Do you believe that he is a war criminal?
What?
Do you believe that Putin is a war criminal? He's responsible
no.
for the deaths of thousands
well,
of Ukrainian
I think this,
men and
I think
women
it's something that
it.
Should not be discussed now. It should be discussed later.
Because war is
right
bad.
Now we have to get a war.
Let's say war is
if you
bad.
Say he's a war criminal, it's going to be a lot tougher to make a deal to get this thing stopped. Because
exactly.
if he's going to be a war criminal where people are going to go and grab him and execute him,
he's going to fight a lot harder than he's fighting, you know, under the other circumstance. That's something to be discussed at a later date. Right now, we want
to
get that war settled.
God, Trump is on such a higher level than Biden.
I'm talking about all the lives that have been. The number of people being killed in that war is far greater than you're hearing. When they blow up a city and those buildings come pouring down and then they say two people were injured. No, no. Hundreds and thousands of people are being killed. And we have to get that war settled.
We have more with former President Trump right after this. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with questions from voters right after that.
Well, I think he's knocking out of the park right now so far. Every question, out of the fucking park, man. My opinion. Answer him how I would answer him. I don't know. Probably better than I could. I don't know. Doing good. Doing real fucking good. Fuck CNN for a test. CNN, this is not... I don't know. They're letting him say everything, but... This is definitely attack by CNN on Trump. This is weird. This is so weird. This is not pro-Trump down all, definitely. They're trying to get him. They keep trying to get him, but he keeps weaving and bot. If this was like, if it was the other way around and it was like this against Biden, Biden would be like a stupid fucking fish out of water. Just sitting there with his mouth agape, like, sniff you, like that's what Biden would be doing in all of this commotion. Holy fuck, a lawyer randomly? Shit. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know what the fuck is going on right now. We're in another timeline. Something's happening. Everything's weird.
Welcome back to CNN's Republican Presidential Town Hall with former President Trump. President Trump, we have a lot more voters' questions, I should note, in here in New Hampshire to get to, but I also want to talk about some of the other investigations that you're facing. We talked about others at the top, but one of those is the special counsel's investigation into classified documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago. Why did you take those documents with you when you left the White House?
I had every right to under the Presidential Records Act. You have the Presidential Records Act. I was there, and I took what I took, and it gets declassified. Biden, on the other hand, he has 1,850 boxes. He had boxes sent to Chinatown, where they don't speak even English.
What about
Chinatown we're talking about?
I got to stop you right there.
Nobody talks about him. They talk about us. Just so you understand, I had every right to do it. I didn't make a secret of it. You know, the boxes were stationed outside of the White House. People were taking pictures of the GSA and the various people.
I got to stop you right there, though, because the Presidential Records Act, which is not well known to a lot of people, I read it. It does not say that you can take documents with you. It says, actually, that they are the property that
the
federal
government...
You negotiate, you make a deal. It's not criminal, by the way. The Presidential Records Act is not criminal.
Should have bitched.
And just so you know...
It does not say you can negotiate to take the documents with you.
Can I tell you?
Should have
just so you understand, the Presidential Records Act is not criminal. I took the documents. I'm allowed to. You know who else took them? Obama took them. Nixon took them.
Obama
Reagan
did not
took
take documents.
Oh, he didn't?
The difference here that I'd like to note.
Reagan
National
took
Archive
them.
Says that President Obama
even Jimmy
did not
Carter,
take
even
documents.
Mike Pence had some
dude,
documents.
She's getting fed live data.
You referenced
but
you
live
took them more than
information.
Anybody. Joe Biden. He has 1,800 boxes.
That's
and nobody even knows
President,
where they
and you
are.
Know that.
1,800. And nobody talks about him.
Get clapped out, bitch. Get clapped out, bitch.
I think it's important, Mr. President, to actually set the record straight here. They took documents, including
shut up, bitch.
President or Vice President Pence. When they realized they had documents, they turned them back over. The difference...
See how she's stumbling over her words? That's because she has people in her ear.
A subpoena... with those documents. One question about what happened when you had those documents.
It included a raid on my house. That's what it included.
But you'd gotten a subpoena and they had not been turned over yet.
They didn't raid Biden's house. You know what happened? They put him in the house. That's the one with the Corvette where the documents were laying all over the floor. That was fine. And you know who happens to be at Mar-a-Lago? Secret Service, and they're phenomenal. Secret Service. He didn't have Secret Service. The other thing, the vice president cannot declassify. He didn't have the right to declassify. Nope. He has documents from when he was a senator. And even Democrat senators say, I can't believe it. No, I went by the Presidential Records Act.
That's not
and
what
we
the
were
Presidential
negotiating
Records
with
Act
NARA.
Says. That's not what it says,
and NARA has red flagged a thing called the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights because they consider them
Mr.
dangerous
President, that's
documents.
That's not what it
Those
says, and, I should, note, and
with.
I should note that there is a special counsel investigating your document situation, also President Biden's document situation. When it comes to your documents, did you ever show those classified documents to anyone?
Not really. I would have the right to. By the way, they were declassified
what do you mean, not really?
After. Not that I can think of. Let me just tell you, I have the absolute right to do whatever I want with them. I have the right. I was negotiating with NARA. Do you know what NARA is?
The National Archives.
Extremely,
but you don't
extremely
negotiate
left group
with
of
them.
People. Extremely left. And I was negotiating with
they're
them. All
left,
of a sudden, they raided my house. They didn't raid the house of Joe Biden. They didn't raid Obama.
But Joe Biden didn't ignore a subpoena to get those documents back like
Joe
you
Biden
did. And
took
so that's
1,850 boxes.
But that's the question that investigators have, I think, is why you held on to those documents when you knew the federal government
keep
was seeking
pushing back
them, and
with
then
Joe Biden,
a subpoena
Trump.
To return
are you
them.
Doing Joe Biden?
Are you ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, what's
you
the
mind?
Answer?
Can I, do you mind?
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple to you're a nasty person, I'll tell you.
Can you answer why you
very
why
so
you
true.
I was
very simple. Very simple.
Washington to bring whatever they want. They can have whatever they want. When we left Washington, we had the boxes lined up on the sidewalk outside for everybody. People are taking pictures of them. Everybody knew we were taking those boxes. And the GSA, the government service, the GSA was the one taking them. They brought them down to Mar-a-Lago. We were negotiating with NARA. All of a sudden, they raid our house. When Biden had his documents, he won't give back the 1,850 boxes. And you're going to find some real gems in there.
But it was
so
Biden who alerted them that he had the documents. Of, the National Archives reached out to you to get your documents back.
Why is she pushing so hard on this?
Why did you not turn them over when you got a subpoena
because we
asking
were negotiating
for you to turn them
with
over?
Them. We were negotiating with them.
She pushes hard on weird things.
As per the Presidential Records Act, we were negotiating with NARA.
That's not what
very
the Presidential
nice people,
Records Act says. I've
but
seen
they've
it.
Got to love our Constitution a little bit more. Because, and they shouldn't red flag it, by the way. Very nice people. We were negotiating with NARA. And that's what the Presidential Records Act says, because Richard Nixon, surprisingly, had problems. And he had a lot of problems dealing with NARA. And they ended up passing legislation
well,
called the Presidential
the
Records Act, just for this kind of a thing. We were dealing with them. We were talking. Excuse me, wait a minute. Wait. We were talking to them. We would have done it. But all of a sudden, they raided the house. Now, why hasn't the FBI raided Biden?
But I just explained to you why.
No.
It's because he's the one. They alerted the government that
okay.
they had those documents and had them come and get
what
the documents.
What the fuck?
No, he, they
my
didn't
question
Trump
to you, though, when it comes to that, is do you still have any classified documents in your possession?
What is this bitch saying?
Do you?
No, I don't have anything. I have no classified documents.
What the fuck?
And by
fuck?
The way, they become automatically declassified
they
when I took
house.
Them.
But no,
why,
you have to declassify
let me
them.
Ask you a question. Why is it that Biden had 9 boxes in Chinatown? And he gets a lot of money from China. Why is that? And
there
why,
is no
why
yes.
are
that's
people...
Yes,
no,
yes.
You
know, yes. there's no evidence of that. Fuck off.
What you're
Jack Smith
to
and his group, of, and his group
had.
Of thugs.
Mr.
Why
President,
don't they put him in charge
wow.
of
that? I need to stop you right there because there's no evidence about what
sure
you just said there.
You
what
do.
You're referring to there is an office that he had
no.
after leaving
the
vice presidency. He had a temporary office. But I want to ask you about another investigation that you're facing.
You don't know the subject.
I do know the subject.
He had one at University of Pennsylvania. But he also had 9 boxes in Chinatown.
I want to move on to another investigation that you're facing, which is the one that's happening
understand.
In Georgia, where they are investigating your efforts to overturn the election
She's
results
a dumb woman.
In the state of Georgia.
I did nothing
at the center
wrong. It was a perfect
that,
phone call.
Let me finish my question. At the center of that is
so
that
great.
Call that you had with the Secretary
perfect
of State,
call.
Brad Raffensperger.
Yeah, sure.
Given the fact that there are indictments expected to come in that case this summer, is that a call you would make again today?
Yeah, I called questioning the election. I thought it was a rigged election. I thought it had a lot of problems. I had every, I guess he's Secretary of State, I called. Listen to this. There are like 7 lawyers on the call, many of them from there. We're having a call, we're having a normal call. Nobody said, oh, gee, he shouldn't have said that. Why? If this call was bad, I questioned the election.
You asked
if this
him
call
to find
was
you
bad,
votes.
I didn't ask him to find anything.
Let me
oh
just
my
the
God!
Audio tape,
call
Mr. President,
was
there's an audio
I've covered that audio tape so many times on this channel.
Because the election was rigged. That election was rigged. And if this call was bad, why didn't him and his lawyers hang up? How dare you say that? This was a perfect
Well, they were
call
clearly
call.
Concerned enough. They recorded the call, and I should note that of
this
course
this was a call that was made to question the results of election. And we have. And when we can't make a call to question election results, then this country ought to just forget about it.
You weren't just questioning the election results.
I was
you were
questioning
asking
the
him
election.
To find you votes. And I should note that there is no evidence of fraud.
Thank you, crowd, for clapping. Thank you, whistling guy.
Mr. President, because those are false claims you're making about what happened in Georgia. Jordan Sullivan is here. He's an undeclared voter.
Incredible.
From Hollis. He voted for you in 2020. Jordan, what is your question for President Trump tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Thank you very much.
I'm 26. I'm a veteran. I help manage a private aviation company.
You want a job?
I'd love one, yeah.
I'm looking for somebody very good.
I'm not for mandates or government interference in private business, but right. I've seen Republicans going after us like DeSantis after Disney.
Right.
What would you do as president to protect us from government interference?
Well, I'm the one that really wants to protect you. All of these fake investigations of me are about election interference. They think because I'm leading Biden by 11 points, 7 points, 9 points, I'm leading DeSanctimonious by a lot. By 40 points or 45 points. I think he ought to just relax and take it easy and think about the future, because right now his future's not looking so good. I will tell you this. We are really putting it to Biden.
Wow.
But he's putting it to himself because the economy stinks, inflation is horrible, and the border is a disaster. And by the way, the way he got out of Afghanistan was the single most embarrassing moment in the history of our country.
Yes.
Mr. President, I have one more question for you here tonight.
Oh my gosh, she wants to change the subject.
While we're in front of the voters here in New Hampshire, this is a fundamental question for you. You are running in the 2024 race. If you are the Republican nominee and you are in that 2024 race, will you commit tonight to accepting the results of the 2024 election?
Yeah, I think it's an honest election, absolutely, I would.
Will you commit to accepting the results of the election regardless?
Do you want me to answer it again? If I think it's an honest election, I would be honored to. And right now we are so far ahead of both Democrat and Republican.
That's a good way to say it.
If I don't win, this country's going to be in big trouble. It's so sad to see what's happening.
But no commitment there on the accepting the results regardless of the outcome.
If it's an honest election, correct, I will.
Okay, so not committing to accepting the 2024 election results.
Listen to this bitch!
Or acknowledging what happened in 2020. President Trump, I want to thank you for coming here tonight. This is an important conversation with voters to hear and to
bitch.
Have. Thank you to our audience and to our host, St.
Dude, that made her look so bad. That made her look so bad. That made her look like a bitch. The way she said that and had the last word.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I like you guys. We love New Hampshire.
Good audience.
Thank you, Woody. Good luck, Woody.
I wonder if he got to pick the audience. I wonder if that was the deal.
We're looking now at St. Anne's College in Manchester, New Hampshire. Tonight's St. Anne Town Hall, moderated by Kevin Collins, the first of the 2024 presidential
campaign. Shut up, you faggot. Oh my God, man, that was crazy. That was something else. That was insane. That was something else, man. That was something else. That's insane. That's insane. That's something, man. That was something. I don't even know what to comment on. Commentary. What commentary? That was an attack. That was a hit piece, man. That's what that was. That was the old CNN. What the fuck? What happened to new CNN? What was that? That was a trick. That was a trick. That was an attack. That's what that was. They kept hitting the election fraud at the start hard. Well, I had a show planned, but I guess that's going to be the show. That's the show tonight. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. That was exhausting. That was insane. That was something else. That's different timelines. Timeline shifts are exhausting. Timeline shifts make me tired. Well, that's it, guys. Have a good night. Bye.